All right, everyone, welcome into episode 19 of the Poor Sports Podcast. Listeners, we appreciate you so much. We love all the feedback that we get from you, and we just want to tell you that every single episode. And we've got some very exciting news. We have Poor Sports merchandise dropping very, very soon. So you'll be able to go on to Shopify. That's where we've set up our store. You'll be able to get things like hats, shirts, sweatshirts at a fairly reasonable price. Any support that we get would be, of course, awesome. Again, thank you so much for listening to the Poor Sports Podcast. We have an awesome show coming up. We're going to preview the NBA. We're going to talk some baseball, some hockey, and of course some football. So stay tuned to the Poor Sports Podcast.
You have four takeaways. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have four takeaways. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have four takeaways. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. It's the most wonderful time of the year. We're on the eve of the NBA season starting, and we've got every other major sport on the go. I'm your host, Jake Kelly, coming in. I got Jeremy with me in studio. Jeremy, you got something on your mind?
I didn't think it was the eve of the NBA season. I didn't think the NBA season started till Christmas.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Ha, ha, ha. No, we are on the eve of the NBA season.
Nothing matters before Christmas.
Well, I hope that you're right because Zion is out. We're going to talk about that in a second. But on the line, coming to us from London now,
London.
We got Lee on the line representing London Town. Lee, say what's up.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good to be here. I'm sorry in advance for being sick, so you guys are going to have to deal with it.
That's all right. We'll be okay. I'm sure we'll be okay. We're going to talk over you most of the time anyways, like we normally do. So, anyways, we've got an action-packed show for you today. We're going to do some thumbs up, some thumbs down. We're going to bring in a fun election game today. We're not going to get too political, people. Don't worry. We're not going to get too political. But it is election day in Canada, so we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to play a fun game. We're not going to talk too much about the actual election. And then we're going to preview the NBA season. So with no further ado, we're going to start off with thumbs up versus thumbs down. Jeremy, you're in studio, so yep. We will come to you first. Jeremy, talk to the people.
Thumbs up to the Minnesota Vikings, but more specifically, Kirk Cousins. Ever since Adam Thielen called him out, ever since Stephon Diggs was a little diva, hey, that worked. He's been going off. I believe he's like the top quarterback over the last 3 weeks. He's like three games in a row with a completion percentage over 80 and a quarterback rating of 130 or more. It's the first time it's only ever been done. And he's been making some really good throws.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like that?
I always like when people can go on podcasts to settle disputes and all of a sudden become one of the best quarterbacks right now in the NFL, like throughout the week by week.
Yeah.
Like,
where's Joe Flacco, Lee? Where's Joe Flacco?
Coming soon.
No, Joe Flacco's already came and went with Baltimore. That's how it is. Okay. Lee, what's your thumbs up?
My thumbs up is to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They didn't let me down this week. It's always great when we get a week where they don't disappoint me. They didn't play, so that just shows how my sports teams are doing. I could come on here and just talk about the Bearcats because they just keep winning, but I won't.
The second week of the year where Mike Evans put up a zero for me in fantasy.
Really?
He didn't play this week.
Oh okay. Sorry. Duh. I walked into that. Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
That's my thumbs up.
All right. Well, my thumbs up is going out to my Buffalo Bills. And you might be thinking to yourself, wow, they beat the Dolphins. Big deal. The Dolphins are awful. Yes, but this is the Buffalo Bills that we're talking about here. Those same Bills that any time in the past, I don't know, 20 years did anything good, you thought, this isn't going to last. Well, they played the Dolphins in a game that they should win, and they did. And to me, that is a big, big win. This shows that they are, I don't want to say for real, but they might be for real. They're 5-1. You know, they won a game that they were supposed
to win. So under the radar, that 5-1. Like, it's like, I feel like nobody's talking about the fact the Bills are just 5-1.
And I'm just okay with that. Let's not talk about them. Let's not talk about them. But you're right.
Let's move on.
What's more surprising if you're a Buffalonian? Is
Buffalite?
The Bills.
A Buffalite? The Bills or the Sabres?
Bills.
Sabres are 7-1 or something like that?
I think the Bills. I think
didn't the Sabres start off unreal last year, too?
Yeah, and Rasmus Dahlin's very good. I like that guy a lot.
Yeah. It's interesting. I just think if you're the Bills and you said going into week six, Monday Night Football hasn't happened yet. Going into week six, there's a chance that you could be tied with the Patriots atop the AFC.
Oh, come on.
They
the Jets. You're going to give the Jets a chance at winning this game?
The Jets just beat the Cowboys, and the Cowboys just demolished the Eagles. So I'm saying any given Sunday, in this case Monday.
No.
All right.
Well, we'll know by the time this podcast is done, right?
Anyways, Jeremy, what is your thumbs down to?
My thumbs down is...
Oh, my God.
This,
Becky, look
this is like the person who's coaching so the Leafs right now.
She looks like one of those...
Mike Babcock? Talking all yesterday about Trevor Moore and Dmytro Timoshov's big asses.
Yeah, that was weird.
What is he?
Super weird.
And then... When asked about why he's starting Freddie tonight and then Hutch against the Bruins tomorrow, he went on some like rambling quote. He seemed like Don Cherry.
So what did he actually say about their rear ends?
He said they're heavy players. They got big asses. They're hard to play against.
I mean, I think there is some substance to that. Like I've played against players in various sports that have big butts, and I cannot lie, it's helped.
Shout out Parker McIntyre. Yeah, and I just like, give us something a little bit more than that. And then he starts talking about how Timoshov and Trevor Moore, they're not young. They're not Patrick Marleau over here.
Yeah.
Timoshov's played a couple years in the A. Moore went to college. They're our age.
Yeah.
They're not in the 30s.
Yeah.
They're not some huge veterans. I guess they might be on this team.
They're not 19, but
So my thumbs down is to Mike Babcock for, I guess, giving the media a fun quote, but nothing really of substance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and he goes to he does Freddie on the first day because he normally plays better, right?
No, because he never wants to. He said something along the lines of, "Well, if we lose the first game with Hutchin, and then we go into the second game all tired, we might lose both. That's like a half cup empty."
That's ridiculous.
What if you win the first game with Hutch, and then you have your $5.5 million, who's really like an $8 million goaltender, rested for the second night when your team's going to be tired? He might be able to bail you out of one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're going to be in TD Gardens too, so that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, and then so that's my thumbs down. Thumbs down, Mike Babcock. Get Sheldon Keefe up here.
All right, that's a hot take.
Wow.
All right, so we will. We'll move on. Lee, what is your thumbs down to?
Thumbs down, I'm going across the pond in England. My Brighton Hove Albion Seagulls, best name in the Prem, lost in the 94th minute to Aston Villa this weekend for the second time in a row, or not in a row, sorry, this season. We've gotten a player with a red card while we've been winning. We were up 1-0 in the 20th minute in a big game because Aston Villa is also a relegation candidate team. And one of our guys took a red card, Aaron Moy, who's always just been known for looking like Voldemort. He got given a red card, and Aston Villa proceeded to score one goal in the 45th minute and one goal in the 94th minute to absolutely stud us out of 3 points, let alone just 1 point.
I feel like at the beginning of every show, Jake and I are just Lee's therapists.
Yeah,
everything's
I think so
super
too.
Personal.
I think so.
Because I just don't have teams. I don't have teams. Like I don't have like a Patriots team. I don't have any. Oh, why know what? No, you want to? I changed my thumbs up. I'm doing it right now. TFC. Wow, that game.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. That was an impeccable game. I do feel like bad Go ahead.
I was just gonna say to concede in like the 95th minute and look like everything was gonna be dead to left, tied 1-1, then just to score four goals in extra time, and the one goal was unbelievable. You could have seen it on Poor Sports Insta. It was unreal, and that ended Wayne Rooney's time here in the MLS. He's leaving.
I felt bad for the guy who scored for DC because it's like, man, if you would have known that you were just gonna get your like ass is kicked like that in extra time, would you have scored that goal? Probably not. You probably would have taken the 1-0 defeat with like some, you know, some hard fought class, and then oh well. But instead you just have to leave with your tails tucked between your legs.
Yeah.
Jake, your thumbs down?
All right. My thumbs down this week is going out to D'Angelo Russell, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Devin Booker. They came out and said, yeah, we're all going to link up. We can't say where. We can't say when. It's going to be awesome. You know what? Don't. You guys aren't good. Between the three of you, you have one combined playoff appearance, zero combined playoff series wins. You guys are the epitome of what is wrong with the new age in NBA basketball. You are the anti-Toronto Raptors. You're a bunch of AAU stars who only want to get yours. You're only interested in your own numbers. See Devin Booker scoring 70 points, but still losing by 20. If you cared about winning, you would not want to do this. You are not LeBron, Bosh, and Wade. And for you to go on to a Slam Magazine cover shoot and try to act like you are, it is just disrespectful. None of you have played defense once in your life. It's pathetic. It drives me nuts. I want them to join just so I can watch them win maybe 40 games. Maybe 40. That's my thumbs down to those three babies.
I don't even have anything else to say to that. Lee, do you?
Yeah, let's just move on from that. Wow.
All right, so I got that off my chest. So anyways, we're done with thumbs up, thumbs down, but we're going to play a small political game here. So the question posed is, would you take your favorite team winning a championship? So, for example, me and the Raptors. Would you take that, however, your least liked political party wins the election? Yes or no? Would you essentially sell your soul to the devil in order to get a championship for your favorite team? Jeremy, start us off.
100% yes.
Yeah?
Not even close. 50 plus years of misery from the Leafs. The Leafs raise the Stanley Cup. Now, do they get it for, like, every year, the political party I don't like?
Let's say it's a majority. So in Canada, that would be 4 years.
I'd still do it. Like, the Leafs, one cup's worth 4 years, and then we'll see from there. I might have my taste settled, and then we can go back to me wanting the party I want to be in power.
Interesting take. Lee, what would you do?
200% yes, absolutely, I would.
Wow.
What team is that, Lee?
Oh, man, let me think here. I could pick a lot of teams here that just never win anything. I think it'd be unbelievable if Brighton Hove Albion won the Prem. Imagine that. You think Leicester City was an underdog?
Yeah.
Think about Brighton Hove Albion winning.
Yeah. Also, if I know this is gonna happen, can I go and bet on it?
No.
No.
You cannot.
I just get the joy. Do I get to be there? Do I get a ticket to the clinching game to be there? If I make this deal with said devil.
I think yes. I'm on board with yes.
Well, I'm going to say no, I wouldn't do it.
Contrarian. The Raptors just won, so.
That's exactly why, because the Raptors just won. So, I mean, like, I'm good for the next, like, 20 years, man. I'm good. So, I don't know. I think it would really depend on how bad the other guy was. So,
yeah.
Or girl. But,
oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah. But I don't know. It'd be
Keith
a tough
Elizabeth
one.
May confirmed.
It'd be a tough one for me. But like I said, I'm biased because the Raptors just got their ship. Anyways, hang tight. We are going to be previewing the NBA coming up next on Poor Sports. All right, people, it is time for your boy to make you some money. I came through last week. I said that the Patriots are going to cover. Guess what they did? They covered. I'm hot right now. I'm hot. But I'm going to move off from Thursday Night Football because this Washington-Minnesota game, it scares me. The spread's weird. Minnesota doesn't have Adam Thielen. So I'm going to move to a guy that I trashed for a long time in Jacoby Brissett. They're only getting 6 points at home against the god-awful Denver Broncos. Indianapolis showed who they are. They came in and they beat Houston with an MVP candidate in Deshaun Watson. Take Indianapolis at home and take the points. You heard it here first from Jake Kelly on Poor Sports.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
All right, welcome back in. It is my favorite time of year. It's NBA time. So we are going to start. We're going to preview the season. We're going to give you some of our predictions for MVP, Rookie of the Year, some surprise teams, some teams that we think might not do so well or might underachieve. So first of all, we're going to start in the Eastern Conference, and we'll start with the Atlantic East because that is where our Toronto Raptors, or at least my Toronto Raptors, play. They also have in that division the 76ers, the Knicks, the Nets, and the Boston Celtics. To me, this is one of the most interesting divisions. The Raptors losing Kawhi Leonard, the Sixers seeming to get better or at least stay the same. The Knicks are the Knicks. The Nets getting Kyrie and Kevin Durant for the future year. And then the Celtics getting rid of Kyrie and bringing in Kemba Walker. So we'll just kind of start off there. Jeremy, what are your initial thoughts on what you think might happen just with that division in particular, those teams?
Bet the Raptors over anywhere you can.
Yes.
They are not getting any respect anywhere. Everywhere I look, it's like 42 wins, 43 wins, some places 44 and a half. Go slam the over there.
Yeah.
Because this is still a good team. How good were they when Kawhi had those load management games?
17-5.
That's pretty good.
That's more than a sample size. That's like, that's not like, oh, they were 6-1 or, you know, 4-0 without him. No, that's over a quarter of a season.
And Pascal Siakam is your reigning most improved player.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's back to back most improved players. He's going to take another jump.
Can that even happen, though?
Spicy P is spicy paid.
Yeah, he got paid. I think so, too. I think the Raptors are going to be really good. I watched their last preseason game against the Nets. They are just a professional-ass team, man. You can tell that's a team of champions that knows what it takes to win. Like, they're returning everyone that made a difference in their season except for Kawhi. I know that that's huge.
And Danny Green.
Fair. I know that that...
That could be the difference maker, especially, though, honestly.
But I know Kawhi, losing Kawhi is big, but...
Full season of
OG Anunoby.
Full season Marc Gasol.
And there is the impact of addition by subtraction. You're going to get OG Anunoby, who's going to have a much bigger role. You're going to have Norman Powell, who's going to take on a bigger role, right? Kyle Lowry, I think, is going to be Kyle Lowry, but Marc Gasol is going to step up. Serge Ibaka, I think, is going to have another good year. The only issue that I'd be worried about if you're betting the over on the Raptors is, do they sell? I think no. I don't think so. I don't think that they want to sell after winning a championship. I think they bought their time. You know, they can be good this year, maybe reevaluate next year, but they can be good this year, make the playoffs. I think their ceiling is probably squeezing into the third round.
Third round, eh?
I think that they could squeeze into the third round.
If everything broke their way.
Yeah, I think they could. But I think they could also lose in the first round, worst case scenario.
Right. Real quick, because I always do hockey. Which team goes further this year, Leafs or Raptors?
I think the Raptors. I don't think the Leafs will make it past the first round.
Lee?
The Raptors. I am with Jake 100%.
I'm going Leafs.
Okay. I guess we'll see. Yeah. You know what? We'll toss that one up on the Poor Sports Instagram for sure, because that is that's a juicy one.
Very interesting.
That's a good question, Jer.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that the Knicks might surprise some people. I think RJ Barrett will be good. Well,
he can put up like 18-5-5.
Mm-hmm.
Like during preseason or like in Duke?
What do you mean?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like you said, he put up 18-5-5.
No, he could. He could. This upcoming season.
Oh, he could. Sorry, I didn't hear the could part.
Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know if I'd take the Raptors to win that division. No one really cares about divisions in the NBA, but I think Philadelphia is probably might have a better regular season than them. Boston, God knows what's going to happen with them. They're such a wild card because they could get rid of Kyrie and everyone just feels so much better about their lives, or they could, you know, just have that same identity crisis. Jason Tatum wants the ball more than he can get it. Kemba Walker maybe takes too many shots or, you know, gets eaten alive on
defense.
I really
like Carson Edwards there.
Carson Edwards seems to be lighting it up. For those of you that didn't see, he had 24 points in the third quarter. Granted, it was a preseason game, but that's still against professional basketball players. That's impressive.
My take on this whole division is the Atlantic Division has four of the top five spots in the East.
Yeah, I agree
that's,
with that.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
With
I put Brooklyn up there, which is what I'm thinking you're doing, right, Jer?
Yep, Milwaukee's yep. number one, and then they fill out two through five.
Yep.
That's interesting. I'm not as high on the Nets as you might be.
Yeah.
I think you're missing Kevin Durant, but you still have DeAndre Jordan still there, right? Yeah. He's still good to go and everything. I think he'll be fine.
And he's rested because he pretty much had the year off last year. So Brooklyn could surprise people, but I think they could also really, really disappoint. I don't like Kyrie Irving.
Okay, and
I just don't.
So the Knicks, who's the guy you always compare?
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle.
Yeah, I always compare Zion Williamson to Julius Randle.
Julius Randle, all-star this year.
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes just because I don't know if they have anybody else.
You don't have to do that in the NBA.
Okay.
I think he's going to get the numbers. He's not a winning player, but yeah. I think he could have 20 and 10.
He could, and he's on the Knicks, and the Knicks are just starving to have someone in the all-star game that's not in like a slam dunk contest or a three-point contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That's an interesting take. I might call you crazy.
Yeah, that is my call me crazy moment.
All right. Okay. I like that. All right. And then we'll kind of look at the rest of the teams here. I think that Indiana is going to be a good team. They've got Victor Oladipo. He's out for the first little bit. He, I think, just got cleared to start practicing more. But they've assembled a pretty good team there, and they've been good. They haven't been next step good, but if you'll remember, 2 years ago, it took LeBron going crazy on them just to get past the Pacers, those Cavaliers. Those Cavaliers weren't very good, but
they're the least Tampa Bay Rays in baseball. They're a scrappy team.
Yeah, they're a scrappy team, and they've assembled like a good amount of guys. And then I think a sleeper team for me is the Detroit Pistons.
With Coach Casey?
Coach Casey, but Blake Griffin, I think, is doing everything in his power to stay relevant. I know there's a lot of probably casual basketball fans out there who think that Blake Griffin still plays for the Clippers. You know, just they forget that he even existed, right? They know he's not on the Clippers, but oh yeah, where's he again? He's just kind of lost there in Detroit. You know, they just missed the playoffs last year, I think, and I wasn't concerned that the Raptors couldn't beat them, but I think that they could have taken a game or two.
So yeah. I have to pick a bone with Coach Casey there. So last year, he kind of crapped all over the Raptors for cutting them and said, oh, here in Detroit, we know what it's like to win a championship, and I'm glad to have, like, educated fans, blah, 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 blah. He did a complete 180 yesterday, pretty much saying, I put in the systems, and I'm glad that the guys I was there with, they won. I was cheering them on just as much as everyone.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's always tough if you're Casey because – I don't know.
I was at home like rooting against them.
Well, why do that yesterday? Come out the day after they win and say that. Don't wait until the season's eve.
Yeah.
And like, maybe stick to your guns.
Just trying to sell seats at that little Caesars Arena.
Who knows? Who knows?
After this year, he's going to be selling pizzas.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh. I feel like he made a little bit enough money that he doesn't need to do that.
That's interesting. In the rest of that division, the Bulls suck. The Cavs suck. You know what? Here's a stat for you. Everyone likes stats. The Phoenix Suns were the second worst defensive team of all time last year. The first worst defensive team of all time?
Last year's
Cleveland Cavaliers. They sucked. This is going to be a really, really, really bad team.
Trust the process.
It's that all over again. You know, and that's what happens when LeBron leaves. Worst to first, just like that. First to worst. Worst to first, and then first to worst.
Yeah.
And then, anyways, in the an interesting team for me in this last division, the Atlanta Hawks. They're young. They're exciting.
They're young. They have Vince Carter.
Yeah, and then a bunch of 20-year-olds. They've got Trae Young, who can just shoot the ball from God knows where. They've got just a lot of young, exciting pieces. Cam Reddish, they drafted him, and he's looking like he was voted by the players to have the best career by his fellow rookies. So I think that has to say something.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
Yeah, but other than that, this division, like, I know for a while the Atlantic division was the crappy division, and the Raptors just won. We're at the top.
By default.
This division sucks. The Hawks, maybe a playoff team. The Hornets,
yeah,
suck. The Hornets are going to be god-awful
Scary
this
Terry,
year.
Though. Come on.
That'll be their bright spot. The Heat, yeah. I don't even know what we have in the Heat.
The Heat win the division, I think.
Yeah, because someone has to. And then I would say the Magic and the Wizards. They're just kind of like these, like, eh. Like
Wizards
maybe,
are without John Wall.
Yeah, like maybe they get the 7-8 seed. Maybe.
Right? Like, so how many times have I heard that, though? Like, the Wizards are without John Wall. It's like, are they always?
He's always hurt, and he's just, I don't know. I think that, honestly, they could be better off without him. I really think
they
could be.
They know that point, too, but what are you going to do? Like, you can't trade that contract.
No. All right, and talking about contracts, there's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's due for one next year, and I think that these Milwaukee Bucks are, if they don't come out of the East, I'll be shocked. I think it's between them and the 76ers. The Bucks are really good. I think Giannis, he was MVP last year. He's going to be in the hunt again this year. He just looks so good. He can do it all. He's one of those generational talents.
They started the playoffs 11-1. The wheels kind of fell off.
The wheels fell off. Well, and that's a big learning experience for him because Kawhi shut him down. And so, but guess he's not in the East anymore.
Kawhi.
So
Spicy P, though.
Yeah, I'm taking Giannis over him. So, anyways, well, that's the East. Let's wrap up here. Who do you think is coming out of the East? I've said that I think it'll be Milwaukee. Do you have anything different to say there? Lee, why don't you tell us?
I'm gonna go with the 76ers. The reason why I'm gonna go with the 76ers is I just think Milwaukee. I don't think Milwaukee can do it in the sense of I think people know how to beat the Bucks. In the sense of look at what happened last year with the series with the Raptors, and I think the 76ers are fit to play them the best, and just the sense of the average height on that starting five, where they could cause problems to Giannis that way.
I think they're going to miss J.J. Redick, though.
The 76ers, yeah. I think they will, too.
Like the 76ers, I think, are the best 1985 team of all time.
They are big. They are long. They are, yeah. I don't know how much shooting
really like,
they have. Like,
I really like
You can find game. Shooting. You can find guys who shoot.
You can, you, to a degree, yeah.
They need a guy who can play. Like they would have really benefited from a Danny Green.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm gonna agree with Jake. It's the Bucks conference to lose. I think.
I think so too.
I think they're gonna be angry, and they can taste it because they did just see the Raptors win, and they were close to beating the Raps, and now yeah. Kawhi's gone.
I think last year, in light of the Kevin Durant injury, I think that the Raptors playing the 76ers. And the Raptors playing the Bucks, those were the NBA Finals, both of those series. Whoever won, like, the first series, you know,
yeah,
that's what it was going to be. Whoever was coming out of the East, I think. I don't think that without them. But he said, she said, who knows? But, yeah, that's what I think. Anyways, we'll move on to the West. We've got just a log jam in the West. There's the Clippers, the new-look Clippers, who... I'm going to get to in a second.
Interesting.
There's the Lakers. There's the Warriors. There's the Nuggets. There's the Blazers. Everyone always wants to sleep on the Blazers. There was four teams left last year. They were one of them.
Damian Lillard.
There's the Rockets. There's always the Spurs. You know?
The Rockets are going to fail.
That's an interesting take. Why do you say so?
I think Russell Westbrook's going to be the poison pill they took.
So now let's qualify this. What does it mean for the Rockets to fail?
I think they're going to make the playoffs, but they will not have home court in the first round.
Okay, interesting. Lee, what do you think?
I think for the Rockets to be considered a fail, I think it's anything. I think they want out of the second round. Like, they want to get through. But if they don't, it's a fail.
I think if you're the Rockets and if you're a Houston fan... It's championship or bust. You've got arguably the best player in James Harden. You've got a triple-double machine in Westbrook. You've got a good team around him.
He's not going to be the triple-double machine this year.
Probably not. He probably won't average a triple-double, which, wow. Sorry that he's just done it the last 3 years. That's insane. That's it. unbelievable. And
but that was also the objective of the team, was to get Russell Westbrook a triple-double.
He got hit with the LeBron James syndrome. He was so god darn consistent that you just expected it from him. And oh my god, he averaged a triple-double for three. That's ludicrous to be able to do that, to put up those kind of numbers. But I digress. Call me crazy. The Clippers are not who we think they are. Kawhi Leonard is really going to miss having veteran-savvy players like Kyle Lowry, like Marc Gasol, and like Serge Ibaka. I get that he's got good guys around him. I get that Paul George is probably better than anybody that they had on the Raptors last year. However, I think 1-8, they're not nearly as good. I think the fit that Raptors team had was much better than what he's got. I think he's really going to miss this Toronto Raptors team. Do I think that they're still going to be a really good team, a top-end team? Yeah. Would I be shocked if they didn't make it through the second round of the playoffs? I wouldn't be shocked. It all depends on who they go up against. And this leads me into my next point. LeBron James is back. LeBron James is back.
Is he? 17th year LeBron?
Is this year 17? Isn't it year 16?
I'm pretty sure it's year 17.
Whatever. It's high teens. It's in the teens. I just think that get him in the playoffs, and he doesn't tend to lose until the finals. And even if he does, he puts up these amazing numbers. He's got Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
It's a different beast, the West compared to the East.
I get it, but it's all about the playoffs and turning it on there. I think that the Warriors aren't the team who they
no the Warriors
they
aren't.
Been,
but
all right. Well, I'm gonna go quickly here. Call me crazy. I think the Lakers go into the first round as the away team in game one.
I'm with you, Lee.
I don't think that's crazy. I think a call me crazy would say the Lakers lose in the first round.
Call me crazy then, Jake. I think the Lakers lose in the first round.
You're crazy.
I don't know if they get into this playoffs with their healthy big two guys. And I don't think that's far-fetched in saying, knowing their history. Now, I will digress with you on the Anthony Davis being injury-prone, because you did give me that stat.
He's only missed, for people who missed that, Anthony Davis has only missed 22 games or more one time in his career, and that was last year when he sat out half the year.
But that's enough to make a difference here in this tight West.
And what happens if that's at the end of the year, right? Like, you never know when. Like, the crazy part is that we're expecting him to miss games already. And, like, it's because he's already injured now. Like, he's going to get injured.
Fair enough. But I think that...
So I think if one of those guys aren't injured, and just with the West being... I think the West, like, 1-8 is going to be unbelievable. I think, like, or not unbelievable, very, very good.
I think you have...
Go ahead, sorry.
I think that you have two top five players in LeBron and Anthony Davis that actually work well together, unlike Harden and Russell Westbrook.
They just got to be, I think there's a better chance that they're not healthy when it gets to the playoffs than they are being healthy.
So Jake just spent 5 or 6 minutes there pretty much trashing the Clippers and boosting the Lakers. So I will put it out there to him. Season-long bet. I have the Clippers and you have the Lakers.
What's the bet?
Case of beer?
Can I get in on this with the board?
But okay, but real quick, what is the actual bet? Like, you're saying who will be better, who will have more regular season wins?
Who will have more regular season wins?
Oh, I don't want that bet. I don't want that bet, because I think that the Clippers have more to prove, and I think that
we'll
Lakers...
go farther in the playoffs. How about you take? Jake takes the Clips.
Okay, that'll be real easy when LeBron doesn't make it.
Jake takes the Lakers, and then let me get in on it. And I'll take the rest. Give me the rest of it.
The rest of what?
You want the other six teams that theoretically will be making the playoffs?
Yeah, so I'll take the board.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Okay.
All right.
It's a deal.
So I'm just cheering for a good, equal Western Conference, boys. Let's go.
So I got another thing to get off my chest.
Oh, man.
It's about a Canadian player.
Oh.
Which one? We're talking about the West right now. Yes, you must be talking about...
There's a lot.
KW's own.
You might think I'd be talking about Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
Not?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about Andrew Wiggins.
We're talking about the West.
Andrew Wiggins... sucks. Andrew Wiggins is god awful. Andrew Wiggins is going to average 20 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, like he does every year. He's not going to care. He's not going to try. The Timberwolves are going to suck. He's going to be an overpaid player like he always is. He's going to shoot long-range twos. Andrew Wiggins has got to be one of the most frustrating cases that we've ever seen in the NBA. He came out as being the next LeBron.
Maple Jordan.
And he just never expanded his game. He's got all the God-given talent in the world. I'm convinced that the only reason that Andrew Wiggins is an NBA player is because his mom said, well, if you don't do this, you have to go get a real job. And he said, well, no, I'll just go play basketball. I just don't get it with Andrew Wiggins. Anyways.
I was doing some reading today because Buddy signed in
Buddy
LA.
Buddy Hield, yeah.
And
in Sacramento.
So he signed, a contract where he has performance bonuses.
Yeah.
And teams can designate a certain percentage of those performance bonuses as, okay, they're in there, but he's not going to get them, so they don't count against the cap. So then people started making fun of Andrew Wiggins. They said his gas meter, his give up meter.
Yeah.
If he tries 75%, then he
should get like the extra 25% of his salary.
Yeah, but
pathetic.
But that'll never happen, so that wouldn't count against the cap.
He just doesn't care. It's.
Do you think it'll ever come?
No. If it would have came out now, but he got paid. He got his huge contract. Take this in. The owner of the team. This is unprecedented. The owner of the team wanted to have a sit down with him before he signed him to his contract and say, "Do you care?" And he was like, "Yeah, I care." And so they're like, okay, Andrew Wiggins is just one of the...
You think he actually said it in that tone, too? Like, is that leaked footage?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Poor sports exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Anyways, we'll move on to the other star Canadian player, because Wiggins isn't that. The star Canadian player in the NBA, Jamal
Murray.
Jamal Murray.
Missed that one.
He is, he's going to take, I think, the next step. For these Denver Nuggets, they've got a really good team out in Denver.
I could see them being in the top three easily. Yeah,
easily.
Yes.
They're my number two seed in the West.
Oh,
the Joker, yes. Nikola Jokic, is arguably the best center in the league. He doesn't jump, he doesn't dunk, but he passes and he scores and
nice handles.
He can bring the ball up. He was bringing the ball up in the playoffs last year. Yeah. So. That's an interesting team, the Denver Nuggets.
I also think an interesting team is like Utah, right? Like that's a question mark team.
Utah was 20-1 to win the championship last time I checked.
Yeah,
they are a good team. They've got shooters all around. They acquired Mike Conley from Memphis.
They're gonna play great defense.
They got Conley to take some pressure off of Donovan Mitchell, which is huge.
Which is needed.
Donovan Mitchell's a great player, but. He needs that steady veteran next to him.
Yeah.
Right?
And Mike Conley is a veteran, and he knows what it's all about.
Yeah.
I was listening to Mark Gasol talk about when he played with Mike Conley, and they would just always be talking about how to get better.
Really, eh?
Yeah, on the plane, on the train, on the bus. Doesn't matter.
Awesome.
And he said, we always sat beside each other, or if not, he was one row behind me, and I'd lean back. And then we'd be talking about the good, the bad, the ugly, and how to get better.
Mm-hmm. Now, one team that I think might surprise people is Buddy Hield's Sacramento Kings. They've got a budding star in De'Aaron Fox, who's looking to take that next step this year.
He's going to get a max contract.
And they could squeeze in. They were right in the running up until about maybe 10 games or so left in the year last year. I could see them squeezing into these Western Conference playoffs. Someone will make it this year who didn't make it last year, you know. Why not them? And again, this feels so disrespectful. We didn't even talk about Portland. They just get lost in that shuffle. Damian Lillard
is good.
What is there
to say? They have Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum.
They're good. They're a good team. They're deep. They've got. Yeah.
Damian Lillard's long range three to put them in through the next round.
To beat Paul George, yeah. And
ice in
and
my veins.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So now here's the big prediction. Who do we see coming out of the West. Lee, why don't you start us off?
I will obviously help my own self out here with taking the board, and I will go with the Utah Jazz.
Okay. I think that's not a crazy pick by any means. Yeah. Jeremy, what do you think?
Kawhi's going back-to-back.
Yeah. Not a crazy pick.
I think that team, they saw what they traded for Paul George. It's all in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all right now, Jake. Just I hope as you know, you're going to be giving this pick. Jeremy and I will both be booing during it.
Boo all you want. The Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James are going back.
And the Republic of China.
They are going back. LeBron is going to have a huge year. Anthony Davis is going to average over 30. They've got a deep bench. Look out. The Los Angeles Lakers are going back to the NBA Finals. There you go.
Well, you're going to call one of us crazy Instagram people, so we're going to put that up there, that's for sure.
So, now, we've covered pretty much, we've done, you know, fair enough of a preview there. Who do we have for MVP this year?
Curry.
Steph Curry?
Yeah, he's going to drag that Golden State team, and people are saying he's in the best shape of his life, blah, 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 blah. He's going to shoot a crazy amount.
Yeah.
And I think if even if they get in the playoffs, he's the MVP, because they're not going to give it to Giannis back-to-back.
I think Giannis would have to have an insane year. Yeah. Yeah, Lee, what do you think?
Giannis.
Giannis?
Yeah, I think he can put up the numbers that he needs to get back, and I think really other than Curry, that I know there's always guys who come out of the woodwork, but like with Harden shots obviously gonna go down. You'd think, you never know, but mm-hmm. I think it's a two horse race at that point. Like, I'll take Giannis and the betting man.
All right, fair enough. It's either Steph Curry, or it's LeBron James. I think Steph Curry, everyone feels bad for him because Durant left him.
You don't think it's Anthony Davis?
No, I think that LeBron will get the credit for it. I do. But I think everyone feels bad for Steph Curry because KD's gone, Klay Thompson's hurt, and he can do no wrong. Everyone loves Steph Curry, you know?
Yeah, media darling.
Yeah, huge media darling. And then I think if LeBron can get them and they have a big, big year, you know, the LeBron fatigue maybe wore off a little bit. Last year when he didn't make the playoffs, now he's going to come out just swinging.
Yeah, and China's going to pay the NBA to make him the MVP.
Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
And
Rookie of the Year. Let's do that real quick here. Jerm, what do you think?
RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett, fair enough.
I think Zion, with Zion being out.
Yeah, Zion's out 6 to 8 weeks.
I'm going to go with what I said actually earlier when you were talking about it. I'm going to go with Tyler Hero.
Interesting. Tyler Hero. That's a fun one. I'll go Zion. He's going to miss some time, but he's going to come in and crush people. That's my pick here. Anyways, stay with us. We've got a little bit more coming up here on the Poor Sports Podcast.
Sports fan Jer here. I've been doing pretty good lately. Three-week winning streak. Last week was a no-doubter. The Cardinals jumped up 17-0, and then it got a little bit shaky. But it was never within question. Danny Dimes sucks. This week, I'm staying with football, but not in the NFL. And I'm not saying soccer either. It's the CFL. It exists! Bo Levi Mitchell is rolling right now. Winnipeg doesn't even know who their quarterback's going to be. There's three guys it could be. The Stamps are 1.5-point favorites. They could win this by 10. That's like a lock. I've been doing pretty good, but this is the pick I'm most confident about in the last, I don't know, how many episodes have we done here? 19? This is my most confident pick in the last 19 shows. Bet the house on it.
All All right. Well, we've previewed basketball. Now, we should preview the other B sport. No, not broomball.
Badminton.
Not badminton.
Bowling.
Not bowling.
Is bowling even a sport?
We're not going volleyball. There. Baseball, the World Series. We are also on the eve of the World Series.
Yeah,
we have
something that's more important than the eve of the NBA season starting.
We have the Houston Astros versus Lee.
The Expos. The Montreal Expos.
I just want to point out that you guys actually both. You both went 0 for 2 on your picks.
We did go 0 for 2. Man, I really believed in the evil empire. I really did. But it was perhaps misguided.
Give me a second here. The Blue Jays fans, you're not doing yourself a service here. People are making fun of the Yankees because they haven't been to a World Series in a few years.
Yeah, shut up.
Jays, the 90s called. That's the last time you were in the World Series. Don't be going around crap talking other teams when we kind of had a pathetic season.
Oh, it was pathetic.
The Yankees were one of the final four teams. They're a good team.
All or nothing, though. Oh no! See, I disagree with that. I'd rather be the worst team in the league than lose in the semis.
Yeah, but would you rather be the Yankees or the Blue Jays?
What?
He's saying the 76ers trust the process, but the baseball drafts. That's a big crapshoot.
Lee, you say a lot of dumb stuff, and that was one of the
dumbest things. How is that dumb? Why would you rather be in the ALCS and lose? I would rather be dead last and have to pick like an automatic stud.
I would tell you what, Lee, you are never joining any team that I'm ever playing on. That is ridiculous. I'd rather lose every game than almost be the best team. That's ridiculous.
That's the thing. Almost. Like, you're just not. Nobody's going to remember.
Still
Nobody will remember. Nobody will remember. If we go 2 years. 2 years ago, Jake, who lost in the ALCS?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Exactly. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So why would you not rather just finish last and get one of the best prospects?
That team still has fans.
I would have remembered right then. It's not about remembering. It's about being along for the ride. I remember whenever the Jays went to the ALCS. I remember that. I remember those games. That was enjoyable. I don't remember anything.
You go all in.
I don't remember anything from whenever they were one of the worst teams in the league. I don't even know who's on the team. Saying that you'd rather be the third or fourth best team and not the worst is smart. Saying the opposite is purely dumb. Why would you want to lose?
Okay, so Jake's arguing with our emotion there. I'll say that you're going to put more butts in seats when the Jays are winning and like they never won the World Series, but them putting the butts in seats puts more money in Rogers' pockets to then spend on the team to hopefully get better.
But their draft picks as well. But their draft picks as well when they finish bad also are the reason why people are starting to come to games now.
Vlad is. He wasn't a draft pick.
Yeah, but he's an international spot pick, which you also get from coming last.
You can acquire that other ways. I don't know. Baseball is
you can acquire picks.
You can't acquire picks in baseball. You can't trade for picks.
You can't trade for picks. You're right.
Yeah. Dumb.
Who was that guy that was drafted first overall and was awful? Bush?
The guy who ended up in the Texans as the closer or the setup guy?
There was some guy. His last name was Bush.
Yeah.
Drafted first overall. Sucked.
He went to jail.
Sucked.
He went to jail.
There you go.
You're just going to pick one spot? Anyways, okay, let's talk about the World Series.
That's just so ridiculous. Anyways, let's talk about the World Series. Who you got, Lee? You're the resident baseball expert.
The Houston Astros.
I'll just bet against you.
What I'll say is I'll take the Houston. Houston in six.
I'm going Nationals in six. They have there's five good starting pitchers in the series. They have three of them. That's my rationale. I'm a Canadian. Like, I like that they were from Montreal, and I like that it would stick it to Bryce Harper a little bit.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that too. But I don't know. It's baseball. I think that you can flip a coin, and that can tell you more. Like, it's really. I don't know if there's at this point in the year. I don't know if there's one better team.
Nationals are also going to be harder, more rested.
More rested. Okay.
Half the time that doesn't actually help you.
Yeah.
I think With the pitching matchups, I think it does.
Well, they're both like the Astros get to start with Garrett Cole anyways because he didn't pitch.
But then it's not going to be Verlander after that.
Yes, it is. It is Verlander.
Really?
Game two. Yep.
Huh. So is that on regular rest for him?
Yep.
Okay.
It should be a good World Series. I'm interested in this World Series. Does anyone want to make a bet on it?
What? Name the stakes, Jake.
I will take Houston. I don't know. Let's do $20.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Easy to convince, AJ.
Yeah.
There we go.
I trust in Jake's dis knowledge, lack of knowledge of baseball more than my knowledge of baseball. So I let him choose the poison pill.
Fair enough. If you have a World Series MVP, Lee, right now, who do you think it is?
Garrett Cole. I feel like that's like a cheating answer, so I'll give a batter just because like it's rare. I'll do Carlos Correa. Since I'm picking Houston to win, I'm gonna go with Astros, right?
That's fair.
I'd want the little guy there, Jose Altuve.
Yeah. Altuve. Right.
It could be Alex Bregman too. It could be anybody. Like two through for seven on the Astros if you're gonna take Astros guys, right?
Yeah. So it should be a good series. It should be a good series. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I think that'll do it for us this week on the Poor Sports Podcast. Friends,
wait a minute.
What?
It's basketball week and you didn't pick a basketball game in your bet. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't. But you know what?
Here's
the last one.
Take
the Raptors to beat the Pelicans tomorrow night. There you go. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. We are taking a one-week hiatus. Our producer, Jeremy Collins, is taking off to Vegas. So,
yep.
So long.
If I don't come back,
see ya.
It was a good podcast, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Poor Sports Podcast.
Poor Sports. Yes, that is not the bet music that you are used to, but that is the bet music that you need to hear. Because we bet the Den mascot game too early. We bet it too early, guys. They're doing a whiteout this week against Utah State for Aurora, the Den mascot from Air Force. You have to bet it. You have to. It's the rules of betting. Anybody that listens to this, you know it. You know you have to bet it. -3.5, Air Force against Utah State. I would have taken them if they were -14, because that's just what you do. There's principles to betting, and that's what you do. Nobody beats the U.S. Air Force. That's my bet. Let's lock it in. No other bets. We're just going with Air Force, -3.5 against Utah State for Aurora. That's it.